Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is Chris Broussard and Brian Noe. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. This, of course, is a trash talking Tuesday. So you will be able to call in about 35 minutes and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, including members of the Odd Couple, even replacements for the Odd Couple.
Me and Are you soliciting this? Are you encouraging this?
If you want to trash Brian, no, feel free.
Man.
Or you can trash me as well. But that'll be in about 35 minutes. You can trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Obviously, the Nuggets just trashed the Lakers. Sorry, Rob G. Rob G thought he was going to hang banner number 18. Not. Here's the question I want to throw at you, Brian. Is Nikola Jokic, I don't want to get into MVP debate because the MVP isn't about the best player in the league, right? The best player in the league doesn't always win the MVP. I don't think it should go to just who's the best player in the league. Let's give it to him every year. But with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who I have viewed and many or probably most have viewed as the best player in the world for the past few years since he won that championship in 2021, he goes out meekly in the first round to the Miami Heat. Do you think now that Nikola Jokic is not just en route to his first NBA Finals, is not just the owner of two MVP awards, was not just named the Western Conference Finals MVP, the Magic Johnson Award, but is actually now the best player, the best basketball player in the NBA?
I do, Chris. It's his time right now. He was the back-to-back MVP. I know you don't want to reopen that whole discussion. I just disliked the thought of some, and Damian Lillard, who I love, he put it out there, and it's just a terrible take where he's like, you can't have Jokic win the MVP for a third straight season. And it's like, if he's the most deserving, yeah, the hell you can. You know what I mean? Like, if Shohei Ohtani deserves to be AL, or if he's traded to the NL, MVP, 9 straight seasons in a row, it's a disservice not to vote him in as the MVP. If you thought Embiid had a better season, great. And you can make that argument. You can make an argument Giannis had a better season. Fine. But don't sell me on, we just can't give Jokic the MVP for a third straight season.
Well,
it's not orange slices
here
for
was
everybody.
The logic, though. You think Michael Jordan should have won 3 in a row?
Absolutely.
LeBron James?
Absolutely.
Even Giannis could have very easily won 3 in a row. We have judged, like, there's a precedent for not giving guys the MVP award 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I'm not saying it can never happen again. But my point, because I'm a voter and I voted for Embiid, and I do think Jokic, Embiid, and Giannis all had incredible seasons. And you can justify voting for either one because it's a regular season award. Remember, not a postseason award. But my thinking was, I looked it all up. I spent hours on my ballot, not just MVP, but my whole ballot. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan's numbers and season was better the year after he won his 2 straight MVPs than, you know, it was better that third year when he didn't win it. Mm. And LeBron, of course, there's an argument for him, and I mentioned Giannis, but that's a precedent. So my thinking was not that someone can't be given the award 3 straight years.
Okay.
Only Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, and Larry Bird have done that. But my thinking was if we're going to give it to a guy 3 straight years, he has to be head and shoulders above the 2, 3, 4, whatever guys are competing with him for that award.
And I thought he was
close. I could make a compelling argument, which I did for Embiid. The numbers are very close. Embiid got to the foul line far more, is a better defender, was better in the clutch. Like all those numbers, offensively and defensively. So I felt good, period, about my vote. But that was my thinking. Is that, look, if they didn't give it to Jordan or LeBron or Giannis when they were very deserving of 3 straight, then he has to be so far ahead of the rest for me to give it to him a 3rd straight time.
I'll put it to you this way. You know what this makes me think of is when Steph Curry was the first unanimous MVP. And there were a lot of people that said, how can he be the first guy? Jordan didn't do it. LeBron didn't do it. Steph Curry is the first guy, and it's like he averaged 30 on a 73-win team.
Right.
He's easily the MVP. If you voted somebody else out of this thought of, well, we haven't had a unanimous guy before,
yeah,
that's
but
just
that, you don't
thinking.
Know that. That's the difference. Like, you don't know who else is voting
sure.
for, going to vote for or against that. So I don't think anybody said, you know what? Jordan wasn't unanimous. Let me go ahead. And obviously, nobody said it, but I don't even think anybody thought it. Let me be the one not to vote for Steph.
That's well, they'll
baseball.
Do that.
Baseball
yeah, I hear
does
you.
That in the Hall
like,
of
baseball
fame.
Absolutely does that, where we're like, we can't have
How
a,
was
a
Babe
unanimous
Ruth not
guy.
Unanimous? Like, right? <That's> like, you know, it's ridiculous.
If
I
you don't think Mo Rivera should have been a first ballot unanimous Hall of Famer, I don't know what you're watching. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's the thing is, that's where I come back to. Sometimes history gets in your way where this idea, and I hear you about 3 straight MVPs, it's a short, short list, but just because the voting has been wrong at times in the past, it doesn't make it right to continue getting it wrong. You know what I mean?
I hear you on that. I hear you on that. That's fair, but these guys are judged against one another. And we have outliers. Look, I have been able to say, look, the guy, people that saw these guys play will be able to stay. For instance, Steve Nash has as many MVP awards as Shaq and Kobe combined. Mm-hmm. Isaiah Thomas, the legendary guard for Detroit, never won an MVP. All right. Nash had. So, what people of this era would be able to say, you know what, even though Nash won back-to-back MVPs, he's not better than Isaiah Thomas was. Mm-hmm. He's not better than Kobe. He's not better than Shaq. But 40 years from now, when people haven't seen all these guys play, and they're just going by the numbers as they do rankings, they may look at that and say, oh, wow, Kobe only won one MVP. How good could he really have been? Steve Nash won two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So these things really matter. I feel you, but I do think precedent is important. And I agree. Sometimes it's been wrong. Sometimes they just gave it to Karl Malone. Not that he wasn't deserving ever of an MVP, but Jordan was better.
And that's what drives me crazy. Malone. That's what's crazy is I look at it more in a vacuum. And I think it's interesting because you can look at it different ways. You look at it more the season that was, and then also from a historic point of view.
That's one of my criteria. They don't give you a criteria, but one of mine is historical precedent or significance. It's not the only one. It's not the main one. I've got about four or five criteria, but that is one of them.
I look at it differently, and that's what's interesting about it, and some would argue somewhat maddening, is we might look at something. It's like a painting, if you will. You know, we might look at the Mona Lisa very differently and point out different things.
Unless you're really not feeling it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but
it's all right.
It's okay. I don't know what it's people put that on a pedestal, but whatever, whatever. Right. But I look at a season in the NBA more in a vacuum. I don't look at, hey, what's it connected to? It's connected to the last two seasons for Jokic being the MVP, or it's connected to Larry Bird and Wilt. I don't look at it like that. I look at the 2022-23 season, and I just break it down like that because I do think sometimes history can get in your way. And I look at who was the most valuable to his team, who was the most valuable in his league, who had the best season. And I just let the chips fall where they may because I don't think Jokic, being a two-time MVP, he's got to go above and beyond the competition. I look at it like, you know, you don't have to be Secretariat winning the Triple Crown over there by like 30 lengths or whatever it was. You just got to win by a nose. And if Jokic wins by a nose and he happens to be the three-time MVP, so be it. But he didn't win it. And I don't want to distract from the true discussion here, which
is... Well, we're gonna get into that next. Is Jokic now the best player in the NBA? And if so, why? Or if not, why? That's next. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Brian Noe, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard and Brian Noah is in for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, ATV, RV, and more. All your protection in one place. It's a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, we were just talking about whether or not Nikola Jokic deserved the MVP. Certainly, if he were, you know, if they were to do it all over again and include the playoffs, then he would get it. But some people have said that they should give it after the playoffs. But you know what? I completely disagree with that. Couldn't disagree more, because all it would become is the Finals MVP.
Totally.
You're right. Yeah. So what they should do is that they got a few days off. I don't know if it's as much as a week. Well, they're doing the play-in. During that time, Brian, this is my idea, and I've said it for a few years now. In that break between the end of the regular season and the start of the official playoffs, not the play-in, but the playoff games, they should announce all of the award winners.
Yeah.
You can have a nice special on TNT with Ernie and Chuck and Shaq and Kenny, and have each award winner on the show via, you know, satellite or something like that. So I think that would be great. And that would remove all of the confusion, because a lot of people do, you know, that they announce the MVP during the playoffs. And a lot of times people are like, oh, the MVP has been eliminated. Yeah. Or the MVP's not playing well. This guy should have got, you know what I mean?
So I always think of the year where Dirk Nowitzki got presented the MVP in like a closet somewhere, because they got, they got bounced by the Warriors.
That was the saddest MVP award ceremony ever.
But I like your idea. If you're going to do an award show, it's got to be before the playoffs, not after the playoffs.
Right.
At least they figured that out. That was just a really bad way to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So this was the question I wanted to get to last segment, was, is Nikola Jokic the best player in the world? And I think he is, honestly. And a lot of people, the reason they would say he's not is because he's not a great defensive player. That is a weakness, but he is a smart defensive player, and he is big, obviously. And just his size alone and his smarts make him, he's not a negative defensively.
Right.
He's not, you know, great, and he's not going to wreak havoc on that end of the court, but he isn't a negative, and I think his size and smarts actually make him somewhat of a positive, at least. Magic and Bird, those guys weren't tremendous individual defenders, but they were smart, they had great instincts, and it wasn't a liability. And the bottom line is this, I think it's between Jokic and Giannis. And Giannis and every other player in the league right now has weaknesses. Giannis can't shoot.
No.
I'm not even just talking about free throws. I'm talking about jumpers. And if you can keep him from getting to the basket every time down, essentially, like Miami has done a few times in the playoffs, then you can beat them. Mm-hmm. We saw him. They couldn't even go to him at the end of a game in the fourth quarter because he doesn't have the jumper. And so everybody's got a weakness, But Jokic is so good offensively, passing, scoring in the post, scoring in the mid-range, scoring with the three, leads the fast break. He can do it all offensively. They run the offense through him, but he's not ball dominant, which is a huge plus. And so I do think right now he can wear that crown as the best player in the world.
Yeah, and I think this whole discussion, it's important to keep in mind, these are like college football rankings. You know what I mean? Where you play a week of college football and things are going to change. Like, right. I think Jokic is the top guy right now. That could change very quickly. It could change next season. But right now, this is his time for the reasons that you pointed out. His passing ability is on another level. For a big man, it's insane what he does out there. He's the best passing big man of all time in my mind.
I was going to say, I think he is. Some people want to say Bill Walton, Wilt Chamberlain led the league in assists 1 year. No, Jokic is the best passing big man ever.
He's unbelievable. And the scoring ability, you look at compared to Giannis, yeah, Jokic is not the physical freak, an agile assassin in a fast break the way Giannis is, right. But Jokic's outside shooting is worlds better than Giannis's is. Now, defensively, as you pointed out, Giannis is way, way better
right.
than Jokic is. But Jokic isn't just getting worked defensively. And I think when you compare him to Embiid, Embiid's a better defender. There's no doubt about
right.
that. But Embiid, sometimes it's the conditioning. Sometimes it's the games that he misses. And I would also throw in there, throwing his best at the most crucial moments. And he certainly came up short in Game 7 against the Celtics. So,
no
I mean,
doubt.
It's not by leaps and bounds, but yeah, right now, Jokic is the top dog.
Yeah, and I used to have Embiid ahead of Jokic, largely because of the defense, as you said. Ate him up one-on-one when they played this year, put 47 on him, on Jokic. But I am with you. Like, Jokic, and here's what I'd say about, you know, you mentioned it, like college rankings. It is right now, you know, and obviously it won't change weekly, but there is no like Michael Jordan was far and away the best player in the world for years. LeBron James, far and away the best player in the world for years. We're not there yet. Now, we may get there. Maybe it'll be Jokic. Maybe it'll be Giannis. Maybe it'll be somebody else. But right now, it is kind of open.
Yeah.
It's up for debate. It's up for grabs. And some people still will say Giannis. Some people will say Jokic. I don't know that many will say Embiid. Well, here's what I say to Embiid and Giannis. Because Giannis, I know he works hard. He can improve his jumper to some degree. He may never be a great jump shooter. But what Giannis and Embiid can both learn from Jokic is watch him go to work down low. And I don't mean post up on the block for 40 minutes a night like Shaq or Olajuwon or Ewing or David mm-hmm. Robinson, any of those guys used to do. Those days are over. But Jokic, who plays, brings the ball up court, leads the break, gets it at the top of the key or the foul line or the elbow, when the time calls for it, when the situation calls for it, when it's a defender he wants to exploit, he will back them down all the way to the hoop and put up jump hooks, little baby jump hooks over them. That's what I want to see from Embiid and Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
If Embiid, who's got a great mid-range shot, if it's not falling, then have a back-down game. Giannis, if they put a wall up and you can't get to the rim, have a back-down game. Let us be able to post you up. Coaches, put a package in for your team where you play off Embiid on the block. You play off Giannis on the block, even though they can do other things. Denver does that. It doesn't have to be him scoring all the time, but if they'll throw it to Jokic down low, and he'll pass it out of there.
Yeah,
they got cutters and stuff or three-point shooters he's passing it to. So those are things, honestly, that the other two great bigs in the league could learn from Jokic.
You know what stands out to me too, Chris, is just stylistically, Jokic's game, it's not going to ooh and ah you. the way other other games do. I look at it like fireworks. You know, you ever go see fireworks, maybe for the 4th of July or whatever? There are some fireworks where you go, ooh, and right. And all. Jokic, his game stylistically, he's really like those firework duds that go in the air and they just go, boom, and you don't go ooh and ah, right? Like, if he had that part of it,
Oh my gosh,
it would be a wrap. It wouldn't be a question who the best player is right now. But because he doesn't have that, I think that he's penalized sometimes, and that's why people are reluctant to commit to him being the best player. Think of a guy like KG, just stylistically, where he's going up and swatting a ball away, even though it's a dead ball, or headbutting a stanchion. He was just a character. He was a great player, but he had style.
Yep.
And if Jokic had something like that, he's more Tim Duncan. He's more the big fundamental than he is KG or someone stylistically like
that. Absolutely. It's going to have to take, as great as he is, and his numbers are ridiculous. I mean, you can't deny his numbers. But it's going to take the championships for people to really appreciate how great he is. I mean, people are starting to appreciate it, but why? Because he's on the verge of possibly winning his first championship. Duncan, if Duncan doesn't have five rings, we don't think of him the same way, which obviously we get it. We really are into championships. But to your point, people weren't going to just watch him play and, oh, wow, he's so great. I mean, basketball purists would, but the great general basketball public wants to see that dull game, if you will, lead to championships. All right, there's more talk here on the iCup. We're going to get into a little bit of football, college football, in fact. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Brian, there is Deion Sanders kind of got called on the carpet by one of his fellow college football coaches. Rob G, summarize what's going on with Deion Sanders.
Well, there's a lot going on with Deion Sanders because, as you know, he has completely overhauled that Colorado Buffaloes roster. I believe that they now have 52 players from previous season that have transferred into the end of the transfer portal. And as you know, when Deion Sanders was brought in, he said that he's bringing his own luggage and his Louis, so he'd like all of you to jump into that transfer portal as soon as possible. But one guy who's not a fan of the way Deion's running things is Pittsburgh coach Pat Narduzzi, who said, quote, 24/7 Sports, "That's not the way it's meant to be. That's not what the transfer rules intended to be. It's not to overhaul your roster. We'll see how it works out. But to me, it looks bad on college football coaches across the country."
Hmm. Does it look bad on college football coaches when, after sitting in a kid's living room and telling their mom and dad that they're going to make a man out of him and make sure he gets his degree and they're going to make him the best football player they can, and then – you know, they leave the program after a year, the coach, because they got a better offer somewhere? I mean, is he criticizing those coaches? Brian, I don't have any problem. I get what he's saying in that, you know, the transfer portal is, at least to a large degree, for players who are in a bad situation, at least for themselves, to go to another place where they may be able to play. But I have no – Deion Sanders took over a team that was 1-11.
Mm-hmm.
Deion Sanders was brought to Colorado to win. If he keeps these players that aren't that good and he goes 2-10 next year and 4-8 or whatever the next year, and then 5-6 or 3-11 the next year, he'll lose his job. We all know, let's get rid of the farce, the shenanigans, that college football isn't big time, that is not pseudo-pro football, and understand it for what it is, and realize Deion Sanders and any coach has to win. And if that means overhauling a roster that you didn't even build, then I'm sorry, I got no problem with it.
I have zero problem with it either. And as far as Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi, it's like, is what Deion Sanders, is what he's doing, is that illegal? No, absolutely not. Then mind your business. then mind your freaking business. Get Pitt on track. Don't worry about Deion at Colorado.
Who you to be talking?
I know. I look at this a lot. The comparison I would make, it would be like the offense you run, where you could run the air raid. You could have this wide open, sling it all over the field. You could have an option-based running attack. It's whatever you feel like doing. If you want to build your program through the transfer portal and you want to have a bunch of turnover year one, you're going to build it from the ground up, fine. If you want to just dabble with the transfer portal and not go all in, great. But there's nothing illegal about it. And if Deion just wants to do it this way, that's his approach. And if it works, you certainly can't knock it. And the only way you can knock it, in my mind, is if it doesn't work, not that he's overusing the portal.
Right. No, I'm with you. And look, it can work for coaches and players. And this has been our argument, my argument, the reverse way for the portal, where, like I said, a coach can up and leave a team anytime he wants.
Yeah.
Still under contract. No problem. Then why can't a player? And I get it. It makes for a lot of instability, and it's harder on coaches. There's no doubt about that. But it's hard. What about the players who went to play for a Nick Saban?
Yeah.
Or someone else like that. And then that coach leaves. They didn't go there just for the school. They went there for the coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like we feel bad for the coaches, we need to feel bad for the players and vice versa. So look, college football is changing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And those who will be able to shift with the way it's going will be the ones who are successful. It's just like the one and done rule. Remember, mm-hmm. initially there were a lot of coaches that were like, I don't want to do it that way. I'm not with the one and done. I want to bring in guys who want to stay 3 or 4 years. Well, eventually they all had to shift and go to the one and done program if they wanted to win and get some of the best players. And that's how I see this being.
Yeah. What's the saying, Chris? What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yep.
Love that one. But that's true here where we're thinking about the transfer portal. I can understand how it can be a major headache for a lot of coaches in college football. I get that. But if fair is fair, can you imagine what coaches would be saying if it was like, for them, what it was like in the pre-transfer portal era, where imagine a coach, if he were to switch schools, he had to sit out for an entire year before he started coaching. They would lose their freaking minds. And so I get that it's a headache dealing with. We just had a couple of starters leave, and now we're trying to plug this leak here. And it's a whole thing. I get that. But if the players have movement, the coaches have movement, I don't see what the main issue is. And we know when push comes to shove, these coaches would freak if they didn't have the same freedom that players do now.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up. And you're totally correct on that. But I wouldn't be mad. And maybe it's different now that we do have the transfer portal. But either going back before the portal, or if they wanted to do it now, I wouldn't scream bloody murder. If coaches had to fulfill their contract.
Yeah.
You can leave once your contract's over. They would be totally up in arms about that.
Oh,
but
man,
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair too. But if you want to have it where the coaches can leave early and there's a buyout and they've got some freedom, then it makes no sense. It's so hypocritical to be kicking and screaming into the night that the players enjoy the same movement, the same freedom. That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Totally. So we'll see. How do you think Deion's going to do there at Colorado?
I think it's going to take some time to get it off the ground. I think this year is going to be a challenge because it's a tough schedule and you got that many transfers. But I think you give it a little bit of time. He could be successful. The thing I wonder about is what's the Pac-12 going to look like while Deion is there? That I have no idea about.
Right.
But I think once Deion does get his guys in there, it's going to be a process. I think he could be successful there.
All right. Look, Trash Talking Tuesday is now. It is your turn to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You'll have 30 to 40 seconds to get your point across. So hit us up at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Remember, you can also trash Brian Noe should you feel led. Or me. It's up to you. All right, 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple. Trash Talk is next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard and Brian Noe live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, folks, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back that you have earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. We've been telling you about it. Now it's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do it. Trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Let's start with Desmond in Georgia. Desmond, who you trashing?
I'm trashing you, Chris, for being a flip-flopper. You trash the Lakers for not sitting down their starters in a Warrior game. And then you turn around and trash Boston for sitting theirs down.
Yeah, but the Lakers were still in the series.
Wait, Chris.
Lakers were up like, Chris, what are you doing here for? Get off the mic.
You've done trash talk for 5.5 years. When do we ever let the co-host go back at the trasher like that?
Well, Rob usually runs trash talk, and Rob is on vacation, so it's my rule.
You're a cheater.
All right, the Lakers weren't they up 2-1 or something like that in their series? It was about resting their players. Boston is fighting for their lives. Desmond, you're better than that. I'm trashing you. Let's go to Ken in California. Ken, what you got? Who you trashing?
Well, I'd like to charge my buddy Brian, but he's from Fresno when he was at the radio station, so I'm going to let him slide. But it surely wasn't LeBron's fault. It was Ham, the head coach, for not making the right adjustments on defense and putting double teams and leaving guys wide open to shoot threes, and they never got blown out more than 11 points. I still hate the Nuggets. Bye.
Wow, Ken is
my man,
salty,
Kenny. It's been a minute,
salty,
man.
I haven't Lakers heard, fan. Wow, so you know Ken.
I know. Yeah, I did radio in Fresno, California, from like 2006 to 2009. So shout out to Kenny. He's
wow,
tremendous.
Kenny
right
going
there,
way
yeah.
back. All right, yeah. Scotty in Oklahoma City. Who you trashing?
Hey guys, I'm gonna trash LeBron James for everything that he said in the post game yesterday, which is Everybody and their mama knows that there's no way that he's going to retire, even thinking about retiring, because he just got too much at stake. I just don't believe it. And I got to trash Anthony Davis as well. If you're the number two, I haven't seen a weak number two like that in a long, long time.
Wow, Scotty not holding back. All right. Let's go to Andy in Virginia. Andy, who you trashing?
All right, so Chris, first time caller, really appreciate it. I'm trashing LeBron, and this is coming from somebody who's defended LeBron to my cousin who's a Jordan supporter. There's a point in time where you can't keep being the GM and getting all these players traded and getting what you want and then not pulling through with it. And then in game two and game three, when you're taking shots at three, you need to drive to the hole. That's been LeBron's whole thing, his whole career. He just bodies people out of the lane.
Right.
I just don't understand. As long as I've defended him, he really let me down this series. I don't know. It's really hard to defend him. I've been ignoring my cousin for 2 days.
Well, that was baffling about last night. He had so much success in the first half. Going to the basket. Now, he did hit threes. He hit four threes in the first quarter, so he was hot from there. But, yeah, he just stopped attacking in the second half. Now, maybe he was worn out, but, hey, yeah, part of the game is not getting worn out. So, all right, let's go to Gary in Houston. Gary, who you trashing?
Yeah, I'm trashing all the people that want to fire Mazzulla. Udoka, Stevens, and Mazzulla have all been blamed at one point or another for the Celtics' lack of immaturity or like their inconsistency. And the problem is star leadership. Brown and Tatum aren't leaders, but they're stars. Marcus Smart wants to be the leader, but he's not a star. You got to bring in a star leader. The coaching is not going to fix anything. That's not the problem.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. That's Gary in Houston with a strong opinion that I highly disagree with. But anyway, Sean in Sacramento. Sean, who you trashing?
Yo, my uncle from another, and Big Brian from the Weekend Show, the favorite from the weekend.
Brian got
man.
Fans up in here, man.
Hey, man.
I'm here for the people, Chris.
My
guy has my betting picks every week, and I can't be mad somebody lining my pockets with green. But real quick, somebody who you both hold dearly, I'm trashing VJ Husky. First, he spent so many tweets, so many off the wall in my comments. Once the Kings got eliminated, he knew this fire and this smoke was coming for him the second I had a chance to. Then yesterday I see him posting a Danny G, posting to all the Laker fans from iHeartRadio, the Fox Sports Radio studios, over here being belligerent. And let's not forget, my man picked the Warriors, and the team that he thought was going to face them in the Western Conference Finals were the Phoenix Suns. Come on, VJ. If you're going to tell the truth, tell all the truth. And when next time you come clapping next year, just remember, your team is the Pistons. I'm out.
Well done, Sean. Well done. All right, let us go to Paul in Virginia. Paul, who you trashing?
Chris, hate to say it, but I'm trashing you, partner. No. You came on today with that lame narrative about LeBron James retiring. You know good and well that was just – and my man Brian Noe came with the flame. Appreciate it, Brian. Because everybody knows LeBron is not retiring. He can't retire because he's still trying to catch Jordan. You know, and the only reason why he's number two is recency bias. He's number two because he's current. Because remember, Kobe was number two until LeBron came along. But LeBron did make history last night. He's the first NBA player to get swept in three different decades. I'm out.
Wow. Okay, Paul.
I like that
is that
Paul
true?
Right yeah.
He was swept in 07 by the Spurs. Yeah, you know he was swept the following decade. And yeah, the 20s. Wow. Okay.
Wow. How about that? Yeah.
The downside of longevity. Brian, no, you trashing anybody?
Yeah, I'm trashing myself right now for taking the Celtics in the first quarter. I thought they'd show a little bit more fight. They're down by four. We got a chance to rally and win this first quarter. But I don't like trailing by four with under 3 minutes to go. So as of right now, I'm trashing myself, Chris.
It's interesting because they came out hard. You know, like you could see the intensity. They were really trying. And this is what's going to be interesting because the Heat just didn't buckle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so now the Celtics realize, okay, we're in for another long 48-minute game where we got to, you know, it's going to be tough. Do they have the resolve to fight through it? Knowing even if we win tonight, we still have three other games we have to win. I think LeBron came out last night, Brian, thinking, look, I'm going to punch him in the mouth, 21 points early in the first quarter. And look, they can fall back. We're up 3-0. We'll take care of them at home in game five. I think that's what he was hoping to do. And Denver kept fighting.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, they're ahead. So I'm with you on Boston, but I don't know. It's going to be a dogfight. All right, we got an hour left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.